Retail lease. Although Texas Realtors provides commercial leases, exhibits, and addenda for its members, many commercial brokerages draft lease agreements for their building owners. In some cases, the building owners have their attorneys draft the lease agreements directly. The following example of a retail shopping center lease is very basic. Most retail shopping center leases can, and often do, exceed 25 to 40 pages in length. A sample copy of this document can be found in your resource drawer. 1. Certain lease provisions. 1.1. The demised premises are the premises that are being transferred by this lease. The demised premises are the space the tenant occupies. 1.2. Gross leasable area. This is different from the usable square footage. When measuring retail space, measure from the storefront, through the glass, to the back wall, exterior brick to brick, plus one half of each demising wall, two party walls with neighbors. If the premises are on an end cap, measure exterior to exterior, one half demising wall with one neighbor. 1.3. Use clause. How the tenant will use the space. Examples: hair salon, restaurant, boutique, etc. 1.8. Tenants' addresses. The address to which the landlord will send notices and bills. 1.9. Landlord's addresses. The address to which the tenant will send notices and rent. 1.10. Base rent commencement date. Space is given with no improvements. The landlord only gives the tenant the keys, so the landlord gives the tenant time to build out the space before collecting rent. Often 90 days is given. 1.11. Base monthly rent installments. For example, a 5-year lease with increases every year. 2. Premises. 2.1. This article explains how the demised premises were measured. If the tenant finds a discrepancy in measurement, he or she has the right or obligation to change the square footage in the lease. The landlord will remeasure after build-out, and adjustments may have to be made after walls have been moved. Many landlords will measure every time a tenant moves the walls. 2.2. Proportionate share. How much of the square footage the tenant is leasing over the total square footage of the property. For example, 5,000 square feet / 100,000 square feet. Numerator / denominator. 2.3. Use clause. The tenant shall use the premises for their stated purpose from Article 1.3. What type of business the tenant runs out of the leased space. 2.4. Common area. As long as the tenant is not in default on rent, the tenant and any of the tenant's invitees have use of the common areas. 4. Security deposit. If the tenant does not pay, the landlord can take it out of the security deposit. This practice is common in commercial leases. If the tenant misses rent 2 or more times in any 12-month calendar period, the landlord can make the tenant increase his or her security deposit to 300%. For example, a tenant paid a $4,000 security deposit and was late on rent 2 times in the same 12-month period. The landlord took the rent out of the security deposit. The tenant had to replenish the deposit to $12,000. 5. Rents. 5.2. Late fees. The rent is due on the first day of the month. The rent is considered late by 12:01 a.m. of the second day, and the landlord can charge a late fee. 5.4. Operating expense charge. Lists all of the operating expenses plus 15% to cover management company's overhead expenses. This includes paying for property managers and any overhead associated with the landlord's ownership of the building/center. 6. Utilities. The tenant pays for all meter and hookup charges. 7. Acceptance. Acceptance is as is. The landlord hands over the keys. 8. Assignment or subletting. The tenant cannot assign or sublet without the landlord's consent. 9. Conduct of business. 9.1. Operation. The landlord can tell retailers when to be open. For example, in a shopping mall, all stores and kiosks open at 10 a.m. and close at 9 p.m. 10 rules and regulations. 10.1. The tenant cannot block the parking lot. 10.3. the tenant must have the consent of the landlord to place an antenna on the roof. 10.4. No broadcasting in common areas. 10.7. Do not flush anything that should not be flushed. 10.9. The landlord designates the tenant's employee parking. 10.10. No odors. 10.11. Stay off the roof. 10.12. Tenant may not place flyers on cars in the parking lot. 10.13. No sidewalk sales. 10.14. No more than 2 2x2 sale signs. 30 days per year, cumulative. No going out of business signs. The landlord can remove all unapproved signage. Signage regulations also restrict the quality and placement of signs and advertisements, like filers, placed on the property. Most landlords have strict no signage on the glass rules. 11. Defaults and remedies. B. If the tenant is late on rent 2 times in any 12-month period, the landlord can evict the tenant. 12. Insurance. D. The landlord insists on the tenant carrying workers' compensation insurance so that the employer and the landlord cannot be sued. 13. No personal liability of landlord. The landlord is not liable unless he or she is negligent. 14. Hold harmless. Tenant's liability insurance will indemnify, defend the landlord. Standard verbiage in a commercial lease. 15. Access to demised premises. The landlord can enter the premises during regular hours. If the tenant has not renewed 90 days before the expiration of the lease, the landlord can post for lease signs on the property and can show the space to potential lessees. Unlike residential properties, like apartments, leases do not automatically renew month to month in commercial real estate. 16. Alterations. Do not change common areas. 17. Repairs and maintenance. The tenant is responsible for the interior of the premises. The landlord is responsible for the exterior. Dix huit, liens. The tenant has 10 days to remove any M&M line. For example, a tenant replaces the air conditioner but does not pay for it. The AC company places an M&M lien on the property. The landlord gives the tenant 10 days to remove the lien, or the tenant is in default of the lease. The AC company can place a lien on the landlord's shopping center because it is part of the real property of the tenant's business, as the place of business is attached to it. 20. Condemnation. Eminent domain. This article outlines what will happen if the land is condemned for eminent domain purposes. For example, if land is taken to build a freeway. 21. Force majeure. This article explains the different unforeseeable forces that can occur to prevent the fulfillment of the contract: hurricane, war, etc. Today, some landlords require tenants to have terrorism insurance in the event of a terrorist attack on the property. 22. Landlord's lien. The landlord has a lien on everything inside the demised premises and can sell the inventory if the tenant does not pay rent. 24. Surrender of premises. The tenant should give the space back the way he or she found it, broom clean condition. 25. Signs. Sign criteria. See Exhibit D of the lease. 26. Hazardous materials. 26. Hazardous materials. Do not store hazardous materials on the premises. Do not blow up the center. 27. Miscellaneous. 27.1. Partial invalidity. If any part of the lease agreement is deemed invalid, the remainder of the lease agreement is still applicable and enforceable. 27.6. Time is of the essence. Both parties to the lease agreement must perform their contractual obligations in the time specified in the agreement. 27.16. Relocation of the premises. The landlord/property manager must maximize the value of the investment. In a shopping center or office building lease, the landlord has the right to move the tenants to maximize sales. For example, high-end shops are placed together to maximize foot traffic. A landlord would never put a low-end store between two high-end or luxury stores. The landlord will provide the relocated tenant with a turnkey space, even pay for reprinting of marketing materials and business cards to reflect the new address. Signature page. The signatures of the tenant, lessee, and landlord, lessor, are required. The signatures of witnesses help to prove the validity of the agreement between the two parties. Exhibits. Exhibit A, site plan. The landlord attaches the site plan of the shopping center to the lease. The tenant should review the site plan carefully to ensure that no changes have been made to the site that could harm the business. The site plan should clearly delineate the space the tenant is leasing and note any common areas for use by all tenants. Exhibit B, legal description. The landlord must provide the legal description of the shopping center so that the tenant and anyone else will be able to describe and locate it. Exhibit C, construction rider. The construction rider puts the impetus for the expense of the build-out construction plans on the tenant. The tenant must provide those plans to the landlord and is responsible for the cost of construction. All tenant improvements, TIs, must be constructed in compliance with government and local ordinances. The tenant's contractor must furnish the landlord with proof of insurance coverage to release the landlord from liability during the construction phase of the build-out. Exhibit D, tenant sign. Criteria: Exhibit D details the design, construction, and installation of the tenant signage. The tenant must provide copies of the plans and specifications for the sign before the sign is fabricated for the landlord's approval. The landlord then has 10 working days to approve or disapprove of the plans for the sign. The tenant must maintain the sign throughout the term of the lease and any extensions of the lease. Exhibit E, guarantee of lease. The guarantor is responsible for payment of the rent and other fees to the landlord if the tenant defaults on payment.